Dave's Hot Chicken is now open in Highlands Ranch. You finally have the chance to eat hot chicken that will blow your mind. If you can take the heat, try a Reaper sandwich. If you're looking for a tamer meal, they have you covered too. Now open off Lucent Boulevard and Mayberry Drive in Highlands Ranch. It's Dave's Hot Chicken. Now, enjoy the podcast. Dave's Hot Chicken is coming to Highlands Ranch, opening on Thursday the 21st. You finally have the chance to eat hot chicken that will blow your mind. Stop by on Thursday and say hi to Coach Sanford and Raj for their show. And if you're one of the first 50 customers, you'll get a free slider. Opening Thursday off Lucent Boulevard and Mayberry Drive in Highlands Ranch. It's Dave's Hot Chicken. Now, enjoy the podcast.
It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So we're looking at this story about Colorado's outdoor recreation industry and how much it's worth. How much would you guys put on Colorado's outdoor fun?
Oh, God. I mean, we're talking skiing and hunting and four-wheeling and camping.
Yeah,
and
all of it.
That's a good question. Couple bill, maybe?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say roughly $17 billion.
Stop it. You knew that. $17.2 billion. And yeah, you're talking about all of it. The snow activities, the boating, the RVing, bicycling, hunting. They are really, really stressing this because it matters. I mean, post-pandemic, everything really took a tumble. So the fact that it is up this much is huge for the mountain communities. And even for over here on the Front Range, a lot of our money comes from outdoor activities.
Yeah,
in Colorado,
huge.
Kind of leading the nation when it comes to that. $17.2 billion.
I was in it for a while with the camping and everything.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Getting outdoors.
I'm hiking all the time. And I love how our lottery supports our outdoor industry as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are really
lucky. What
is that, GoCo?
Lucky. Is it GoCo? Yeah. Go Colorado? Yeah. The parks and trails and all that.
They know what they're doing. Every time I type Colorado into my phone, it automatically corrects to Colorado Lottery's website.
Yeah, oh my,
they
brilliant.
Know what they're doing. Brilliant. So, yeah, $17.2 billion.
That's why we love the tourism money that comes in for people that do all this stuff.
Yeah,
and then people like me and Katie who are outside. And then Josh sees the mountains when he's driving, like on 470. So
I like the outdoors. What
going
is this?
To downtown.
When
so
he's driving
can,
to downtown.
Yeah, get to happy hour with
I
his friends.
I love the outdoors.
At the club.
What is happening?
Likes,
why am I just catching strays over
outside.
Here?
So
hiking, camping, and going to the club.
Yeah.
Those are the big three outdoor
My big
activities.
Three. Yeah, I love it.
It is a good look for Colorado.
It is,
so
Katie.
A nice way to lead in. And not a good look for Castle Rock right now. Oh, poor Irving Johnson. Oh my gosh, he is a bus driver, and he kind of did a bad. I know,
like
he has the same
Johnson?
Name as Magic Johnson, but he did a bad thing. Did you hear about this bus driver in Castle Rock?
Yeah, tell us about him.
Oh, and you feel bad because he's an older gentleman, and he's a bus driver. And here's the story: essentially, is he picked up a bunch of kids from the school. He says they were misbehaving in the back, and it kind of got them all discombobulated, right?
There.
Exactly. And then his tablet that tells him where to go to drop off all the kids, it started malfunctioning, and so he was in a way, right? Poor Irving. Oh, and
he was at his limit.
He was. So he dropped the 40 children off on the side of the road.
As he
and
should.
40 kids.
Everybody out. 40 my tablet's
kids.
Not working.
Oh my gosh.
Mister.
And here's
every
the thing.
Bus driver's dream.
I know. 40 children, just not at their stop at all. They were, and the kid, here's the thing. It's been on the news. Irving himself has been interviewed on the news. And
he's apologizing. He feels really bad.
He does.
About
he's
it.
Like, you know, I should have done better.
It was That's not a. It was an honest mistake.
Yeah, the kids were like, we were scared, you know, and like apparently strangers had to pick up these children and bring them home. So as you can imagine,
the part that's scary.
The parents in Castle Rock are like, we want some answers. I'm right there with you. I'd like some answers as well.
Yeah.
And Irving has come out and said he apologizes, but obviously they're going to do some digging. They're asking for the cameras. They're asking to see footage. And it is an active investigation. So they're like, well, it's probably going to be a minute before you see that.
He's probably done like the perfect stellar job all these years. I don't know.
Exactly.
Just talking here. But then this one incident, you know.
Yeah. And you feel real bad for him. him.
And he's an old dude, so like back in his day, it would probably, he's like thinking, shoot, my driver would have dumped all of us kids off and took off, and he'd be smoking a cigarette as he drove
away.
You
know? We would have went off to our job.
We would have been fine. We would have hit the coal mines.
But you do feel bad. And I 100% understand why the parents want answers. I mean, if your kid was there, you would be,
I would be very,
feeling a little different.
Very much so. Very much so.
You know what I mean? 40 kids and... Yeah, just off on the side of the road. Thankfully, no kids were hurt. Nobody was hurt. Everyone's safe. Everyone's fine.
But he just shouldn't have done it on I-25. That's the bad part.
Everybody out.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys.
We're probably going to be hearing more about this poor bus driver. And the poor kids.
When he ends up in jail.
Yeah. And the whole situation. Well, he was fired, I want to point out. He did get fired after all this happened.
He's
so.
Like, rightfully so. Yeah. I probably
should have done that. I had
it coming. Did a bad thing.
I'll be honest with you.
He said that. He is very apologetic about the whole thing. So,
but God, it felt good to kick all those kids off.
I don't regret it.
I drove into an Applebee's and got me a marg.
Got me a dollar Long Island
and some jalapeno poppers. You there.
Oh, he's not eating spicy food.
Oh, yeah,
he had the French onion soup.
Yeah.
You know that's what he had.
The soft food.
Yes, I had French onion soup and a Michelob Ultra.
Forgot my teeth that day.
Let me give you one more local thing that's floating around this morning. This is coming out of Boulder. Somebody in Boulder put up 5 profane traffic signs saying things like, get off your damn phone, slow the F down, don't kill any kids today, and slow down, blank. They weren't on like pieces of cardboard. They look like official street signs, which were actually mounted onto real speed limit signs.
The ones, right? It's the digital ones.
Well, now I keep reading this. It looks like they just are actual street signs that like maybe look like a speed limit sign.
My friend, I had a friend that lives in Boulder, and she posted on her story the other day one that said, it was a digital one, though, that said, slow the F down. And she like
maybe
made a joke on it. That's what I saw. Maybe it was a real sign, though.
I'm just reading what I have. It says they look like official street signs. So maybe the ones that say dip or
that's hilarious.
Whatever, stop or whatever. I appreciate the gesture.
Right. Other means.
Gotta be a better way to say that, though.
Slow the blame down.
Honestly, as a cop, if I was seeing those signs, I'd get a good chuckle out of that.
Absolutely. And here's I've seen a lot of police officers out there trying to get people for speeding because it got a little out of hand for a minute. I'm not going to lie. 225 was like a racetrack for a while.
Oh my goodness,
like people going 90, 95, 100 sometimes. Like people go crazy. So I think it's good that we're trying to enforce the speed limits a little more in the metro.
Maybe if we did actual street signs like that, the people would recognize them more.
Those also, going back a little bit, we talked a couple weeks ago maybe about the speed traps that were coming to Colorado, and especially in Morrison. Those are now being forced. My sister, she got ticketed.
In Morrison.
Oh, and she goes,
yeah, they're cutthroat.
They can, you know, get you with a camera now. And we're like, I was like, you should have listened to the show.
What was she talking about?
Exactly.
What's that?
It drops to like 20 through there. Right?
Yeah. She was going 55.
Well, come on.
Oh, how much was that ticket?
I think it was the $40 one. It was only $40 or whatever,
good
but I was
God.
Like,
Haley.
She's lucky
Haley.
An officer didn't pull
I'll
her
call
over.
Her out. Haley, slow down.
That little town through there is known for the tickets and the cops and everything. 55 and a 20.
She's young. Young and dumb.
So I believe we were just talking about this yesterday. Was it Rose? Listener Rose wrote in and said that she doesn't want to go to Wicked because she doesn't want everybody to be singing around her. She's like, I'm not going to that when everybody's singing. Well, it sounds like AMC theaters are not going to let you sing along. They are running a 30-second warning clip before the movie that says no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
Wailing!
And no name calling. Enjoy the magic of the movies. That's the end of it.
Wow.
Basically so, STFU.
Yeah, they say they have a long-standing policy that prohibits disruptive behavior, and singing along to the movie kind of falls under that umbrella.
Yeah.
So you're going to get busted if you're going into Wicked this weekend and you're singing along.
I'm glad.
But they say, how are they going to enforce it? I mean, look back now at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie that was out. Everybody was in there singing and dancing.
And that was encouraged.
And nobody got in trouble.
That was encouraged,
though.
That
was,
They're saying, don't sing during this movie so you can hear Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo sing.
That was also because many, many people couldn't afford the Taylor Swift concert tickets. So they were like, go to the theater and
watch her. You're right.
Dance along, sing along. But, Jer, remember, riding the coattails of that, I sent you guys a text yesterday of they are having sing-along screenings, though.
Yeah.
They will start December 25th, nationwide releases.
There you go. Go to those.
Where you can, it's active sing-along screenings for Wicked. You can go to the theaters, but that starts about a month later. So they're like, you can sing along, just give it a month.
You said you got our tickets.
I'm singing along right in your guys' faces.
Three tickets, front row.
Yeah, front. We're gonna
singing
be
right to Jeremy. We're going to sing to Jeremy.
Quick, name one movie you will not find me at this weekend. Quick, name it. Name it. They are saying that this weekend is going to be called Glicked. Remember Barbenheimer, when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out? It was such a big thing. This weekend, it's Gladiator 2 and Wicked, opening tomorrow, essentially. And so they're calling it a Glicked weekend. I'm trying to make sure I'm not saying anything naughty.
I want to see Gladiator 2. I'm actually really excited for that. Yeah, I liked the first one, so yeah.
It's been forever since I've seen it. So
rewatch it if you have three spare hours.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. What else do I have? I do have a bit of a Fat America story. Kraft is putting out limited edition everything bagel versions of their classic mac and cheese. Apparently, this is something everybody wanted. It's happening on Black Friday. Walmart.com, if you want it, for $1.58. It's the everything bagel mac and cheese. I'm in.
I'm confused. So
I love everything
seasoning. Is it a bagel or is it mac and cheese?
Yeah. It's mac and cheese that tastes like the everything bagel.
So do they just have like a seasoned packet of everything bagel seasoning and you sprinkle it on your mac and cheese?
Just get
and you could just do that already.
I have no other information.
Okay, that's it.
Just get an everything
bagel.
It isn't.
Now I want to try it, though. I do. Because I love everything bagel seasoning,
I love it.
Too.
I bought the little thing
Me
of
too.
It
Mine's
and keep
big.
It in the cabinet.
Is it fried, Katie?
No,
no, it's
seasoning.
Like it's onions and poppy seeds and salt.
Yeah,
and
but it is a big one. It's
yeah,
big.
No, that's good. Garlic. I like the everything bagel. I love so the everything good. Bagel. Yeah.
And here's another one for you. Mickey D's, starting Monday. At 11 a.m., you're going to be able to buy half-gallon jugs of their McRib sauce.
What?
Wow.
Glug, 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 glug. Each jug costs $20.
Jeez.
But now you can buy the McRib sauce by the gallon. Yeah.
Can I say that was probably the biggest letdown of my life?
Oh, yeah.
I heard so much about the McRib, and then a couple years ago when it came back for the first time, you know, I tried it. And I think I texted you, Jeremy, and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. The
it's
McRib,
not my favorite.
It has the cult.
But a lot of people love them.
Exactly. It's got the cult following. People wait forever. I think it's that pickle on top that really does.
Is that what really seals the deal for you?
It's the rib-shaped patty, but that pickle.
Why are you putting onions and rib or pickles on your ribs?
Oh, because that's what you do.
It's like, a flavor explosion,
yeah,
Josh.
You want all those flavors mixed
in. Valley Ranch party in
my mouth.
Oh, wait. Do I have? Oh,
I got a stack of stuff here. Do I have a? I thought I had a ranch.
A ranch
here
story?
We go.
Yay!
I'll give you one more. Woohoo! Hidden Valley Ranch will be apparently selling holiday cards this year with to-go packets of ranch dressing inside.
Oh.
$18 for an 8-card pack. This story says, last we checked, they were waitlisted right now, but they're going to be releasing more. So you can send a Hidden Valley Ranch Christmas card this year with a little packet of ranch inside.
Merry Christmas.
There it is.
There it is.
Make your way to our Facebook. It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on the FB. I posted a link to the Word of 2024 if you want to read more about it. Katie's all into it.
Yes.
The word has been named manifest. Manifest is the word of the year.
I've been using this for a while, though. Like, years.
You manifest everything?
I told you, but and this is an old throwback, but The Secret. If you remember the movie, everyone was talking about the program, The Secret. And if you watch it, it's all about positive thinking and how it will change your life and how, you know.
What a racket
really
that
is.
Was.
No, like, I truly feel like the secret to life is enjoying the passage of time. And if you're able to have a positive mindset, that is a much easier task.
Absolutely. You should have a positive mindset.
Exactly. And so The Secret.
Thoughts are things.
And manifesting, like all of that comes into play. And I just love it. I love it.
That is a thing. I mean, the more positive you think, the more positive you're going to be. The more negative you think, the more negative you're going to be.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with The Secret was you just sit at home and you just cross your heart and just
Oh, no. I wish I had that job. I wish, I wish, I wish.
No, you get out and you do it too.
But you got to get out and do it.
Words become actions, right? Like, that's the process.
What
it's
are
not
we talking
all
about?
Josh
never,
is
what
so
is
lost.
Happening?
This is so
Josh
over Josh's
like
head.
Seven when the what? Secret came out. He's like, what are we? What's the secret?
The secret is ignore it, Josh.
Okay.
Don't waste your time.
I'm ignoring this trending report.
It's amazing.
Manifest not watching it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Easy.
Whatever, guys.
Done.
That is a word you're probably not going to see a lot of guys saying.
It's not a guy thing.
It's not a guy thing at all.
It
I don't want to be like that, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's
a lady thing.
It is, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's not like I would never hear Jeremy or I saying that, really, which is interesting.
I'm going to manifest a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
A McRib. A pickle on top.
You manifest a traffic report, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Poor Katie.
Sorry, Katie.
She's like, I'm manifesting me taking over the show immediately.
Oh, no.
Immediately. More coffee.
Yeah.
What I want.
All right.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.